Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on Yud Gimel with Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Akumet et the mincha le'echol shi areha ol ha'ktir kom tzal le'machar." Person takes off a kmitza from a mincha with the intent of eating the residual of that mincha or being maktir that kometz tomorrow. So this is pigul of chutz lizmano. Mode Rabbi Yossi bezesh hu pigul v'chayven alav karet. Rabbi Yossi agrees that in this instance it's pigul. And you will be chayav karet if you consume the shirayim. So far, there's no chidush in terms of what we've seen from the previous perek. All this information was given to us in the first perek. Bali Tosafot, just note over here that even though in the first perek we mentioned o kezayit mimena, that not just shiareha, but even a kezayit mi shiareha, over here it doesn't mention o kezayit because it's being mistamech, it's relying on what we saw in the first perek. Therefore you can't prove anything from the fact that it's absent in this Mishnah, because the Mishnah is really a repetition of items that we've seen before. It's only really a prerequisite to get to the shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Seifa of the Mishnah. Atir levonata lemachar. If while doing the kmitzata mincha you have in mind to be makriv the levona tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi omer pasul ve'ein bo karet. Yes, you have a korban pasul over here, but you do not have karet. You don't have a machshevet chutz lizmano over here. Chamim omrim pigul v'chayvenim alav karet. You do have pigul over here. So mincha has two matirim. In order for the shiareh to be eaten by the kohanim. One matir is the kometz that is removed from the mincha itself that's placed on the mizbeach. The other is the levona that's placed on top of the mincha and then gathered and placed on the mizbeach. That kometz of levona is also a matir of the mincha. So the situation here is where within one matir, you're having a machshava about the other matir. So Rabbi Yossi says, that does not create pigul, that does not create a problem, chutz lizmano. Chamim amrim, that is pigul, and yechalim al kareit. Amru lo, mashin azem in a zevach. So the chamim say to Rabbi Yossi, how is this any different than a zevach? Meaning by a zevach, you have dam, emurim, basar. And as Rashi says here, if during the shechita, you have in mind to be maktir the emurim, lemachar, it is pigul. The shita mekubetzet, and odalid even enhances that more. I would have said it this way, although the Bali Tosafot and tomorrow's daf reject this view here. But if you think about the basar of the korban, you have the dam that is matir, the emurim, to be placed on the mizbeach. And the placement of the emurim on the mizbeach is matir, the basar, to be eaten by the kohanim. So here you have also, in a sense, two matirim. It's different than the case of the mincha, because by the mincha, both the kometz and the levonar being matir, the same shirayim. But in a more general sense, by the korban, the dam allows the emurim to go on the mizbeach, and the emurim allow the basar to be eaten. So when you have a machshava during the dam about the emurim, it is effective, even according to Rabbi Yossi. The Chachamim are saying, why over there do you say that it works, the machshava, and it has impact? And over here you're saying it doesn't have impact, the machshava that you're having. And Rabbi Yossi responds to them and says, Amalem, shezevach damo u'psaro ve'emurav echad. Because when it comes to a zevach, all the component parts of the zevach are a singular unit. Levona ina mina mincha. Then levona is not part and parcel of the mincha. That is both true physically. Levona is not mixed in with the remainder of the mincha. It's a separate entity, but it also has, in a sense, a halachic distinction. Because levona is processed by itself. It's brought, placed on the mincha, but then is taken off and is muktar on the mizbeach separately. As opposed to the dam, the emurim, and the basar of the zevach, which, number one, are physically a single unit, but also, halachically, are all connected. The dam is the ultimate matir for everything that deals with the zevach, because even like what we expressed here by the shita mikubetzet, that the dam is matir the emurim matir the basar, the truth is that if there are no emurim or the emurim are lost, the dam will also be matir the basar in the end. So the dam functions differently than the way that the kometz and the levona function for the mincha. And that's the distinction that the Gemara will develop as to what exactly is this answer of Rabbi Yossi. So, lamali the mitna, what does the Mishnah begin with this mode Rabbi Yossi bizo? Rabbi Yossi admits or agrees in this case. Mishum, the kabay the mitna seifa. Because of the latter half of the Mishnah, which says, Aktir levonata lemachar, if you have in mind to be maktir levonat tomorrow when you're doing the abodata kometz, Rabbi Yossi omer pasul vein bo karet. That's pasul and no karet, but there is no machsheva of pigul that would generate chiyuv karet. Mao de tema, I would have thought possibly time with Rabbi Yossi mishum de kasavar, the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi is de kasavar, he believes, e mefaglim bechatzi matir. You cannot be mefagel in half a matir, va'afilu reisha nami. And therefore he would have argued in the reisha as well. Kamash malan, debaha modem. That is not the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi. So you would have had a possibility of thinking that since the mincha has two matirim, which is you have the levona and you have the komets, so then you can't be mifagel b'chatzi matir. You're unable to have a machshava with regards to any things that would make it into pigul only in one of the two matirim. And that means even in the reisha case, he would be cholek, because there you're komets at the mincha. You're only having the machshava during the kmitzah process. You're not having the machshava while you're doing the levona, processing the levona. So maybe that is the failure over here. In that case, he would even argue in the reisha. Although Rashi gives a slightly different view as to what emefaglim chatzi matir is here. If you were choshev lavod machar avodat chatzi matir, that is where Rabbi Yossi is cholek, which is only in a scenario where you are having a machshava about a chatzi matir. Over here, when you're doing the kmitzah, you're only thinking about levona to do it machar, but you're not thinking about the komets to be maktir that machar. That's emefaglim echatzi matir, which is not the traditional way to explain emefaglim echatzi matir, like we explained previously, which is that you only have a machshava in one of the two matirim, or a portion of the matir for the korban. And Rashi is likely compelled by what he explains in tomorrow's daf, that there is a distinction between our Mishnah and what we otherwise know as the traditional explanation of mefaglim b'chatzi matir. And a similar distinction is brought in Ot Aleph on the Amud Bet in the Shita Mekubetzet, which we'll discuss in a minute. So along comes the Mishnah to tell you that in the Reisha, Rabbi Yossi agrees. It's only in the latter case where Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and that shows you that the opinion of ein mefaglim b'chatzi matir is not what's driving Rabbi Yossi's position over here. Kamash Malan, Debaha Modem. Then in this case, Rabbi Yossi agrees in that first scenario in the Mishnah, but we still then have to understand what exactly is driving Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and that's the next part of the Gemara. Now, as the Shita Mekubetzet points out in Ot Aleph over here, what's interesting is that the Gemara's conclusion seems to be that Rabbi Yossi believes Mifaglim Bechatzi Matir. And he says, V'teima, that doesn't seem to make so much sense, because later on we see that Rabbi Meir, who believes you can be Mifagel Bechatzi Matir, Chamin believe ain't Mifaglim Bechatzi Matir. So why would Rabbi Yossi subscribe to this position? So here, the Shita Mekubetzet makes a distinction, again, that we'll see in Rashi in tomorrow's daf, which is the Hocha Mayri B'Mechashevik Mitzah Le'ivut HaLevonah. That the case here is a case where he's thinking during the Avodat HaKmitzah to do something wrong with the Levonah. Shehu Chatzi Matir. And the Levonah itself is only a Chatzi Matir. Aval Lekaman, later on, when we're talking about Mefaglim Chatzi Matir, Mayri B'Mechashev B'Shat HaKtarat HaKometz. That's when you have in mind to do something wrong that would generate pigol during the haktarah takometz, but you don't have that machshava during the haktarah levona. That's when you're having a machshava during the processing of a chatzi matir of a hacha. In our case here, it's mechashev beesek matir shalem. You are involved in a matir that is alone. Kagon, mechashev sha'a she'osek b'kmitzah. When you're involved in the kmitzah, ve'ein shem kmitzah acheret. Ve'ein shem kmitzah acheret. There's no other kmitzah. There is no kmitzah talivona. So when he makes a distinction here, again, a distinction that will become important in tomorrow's daf that Rashi will mention, and again, goes back to what we discussed in the Mishnah, why Rashi takes a different approach to explaining mefaglim mechatzi matir, is that in this instance, we're speaking about that your machshava is about a matir that is not the full matir. You have a machshava about levona, but there's still the komets, which is the other part of it. But you are doing it during a process of kmitzah, which is uniquely the matter that is associated with the komets. The shear of the levona is a komets, but you don't do any kmitzah on the levona. On the other hand, when we say emefaglim b'chatzi matir, that's a case where you have a machshava during a process that is only half of the matir. For instance, haktarat levona or haktarat komets. Each one of them is a matir, but you only have a machshava during one of those two processes. So you have it about something else, but you only have it during a chatzi matir. And that's the distinction, that is an important distinction to be drawn here, that the chatzi matir that we're speaking about here is the object of your machshava, rather than the process in which you are doing the machshava. So the Gemara continues, Laktir levonata lemachar, Rabbi Yossi Omer pasul vein bo karet. Amar Reish Lakish. So the Gemara doesn't say my time with the Rabbi Yossi, but in essence, that's what it's saying over here. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi? And Reish Lakish gives an explanation for that. Reish Lakish, Omer Ayah Rabbi Yossi, Ein Matir Mefagel Et HaMatir. The reason is that one Matir cannot be Mefagel another Matir. Since both the Komets and Levona are Matirim, you can't have a Machshava from one Matir to another Matir. V'chein Ata Omer, B'shnei Bazichei Levona Shelechem HaPanim. And in a similar vein or similar scenario, the two bazichei levona that are matir the lechem apanim, you have the same setup. She'ein matir mefagel et matir. If you have a machshava from one of the bazichim to the other bazich, for instance, if you have in mind when you're taking one of the bazichim off, or when you're putting it on the mizbeach that you're going to be matir the other bazich tomorrow, that's not going to have impact according to Rabbi Yossi. And in the Shita Mikubetzet, Obet, and the Hashmatot, at the end of the Gemara, he tries to come up with a exact scenario as to how the interplay between these two Bazichei Levona takes place without you having the problem of Mifagel Bechatzi Matir, which is that you only have a Machshava during the processing of half of a Matir, and therefore he shies away from Rashi's explanation and expresses it as being that you are doing the Siluk of one of the Bazichei Levona while having in mind to be makter the other bazich levona lemachar chutz lizmano, and when you take off the second bazich, you have a machshava on it itself to be makter it chutz lizmano, and that way you have a machshava that covers the entirety of the matir, and it is about one of the two bazichim. It says, "My v'chein ata omer." Why does Reish Lakish bring over here v'chein ata omer? Similarly, the scenario is the same with regards to Lechem HaPanim. Why would you have thought otherwise? We've already in the first parak numerous times indicated that the Lechem HaPanim function like a mincha. And if you tell me this is Rabbi Yossi's view with the mincha, why would you think to differentiate with regards to Lechem HaPanim? So, ma d'tema taima de Rabbi Yossi b'levona mishum d'lav mina de mincha hi. Maybe the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi with regards to the mincha and the levona is because Levona is not a part and parcel of the Mincha. And that's what makes him distinguish Levona from the Komets. Aval b'shnei bazichei Levona, d'mina d'hadodi ninhu. Maybe by the bazichei Levona, where they are of the same nature, the same part, it's all Levona. Ema mefagli hadodi. Maybe you would have the capacity to be mefagel from one to the other. Kamash malan, that is not the case. And as the same din as the mincha with regards to the komets and the levona, so too the shnei bazichei levona function in the same way, even though by the komets and the levona, you're dealing with separate entities, versus over here, we are dealing with levona and levona. Where it says, mim atzit amart, taimid Rabbi Yossi b'levona, la mishum d'lav mina, de minchahi. How can you suggest over here that Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is not because of the fact that levona is distinct from the mincha? Vaktani Seifa. Doesn't he say that explicitly in our Mishnah? Amru lo ma shinta min azevach. How is this different or distinguished from a zevach? Amar lehen azevach damo b'saro ve'emurav echad. They're a single unit. Ulevona ina min mincha. And the levona is not part and parcel of the mincha. So you just told me that you would have had a havamina to distinguish between mincha and lechem apanim because by mincha, the levona is separate from the mincha, whereas by the lechem apanim, the shnei bazichei levona are of the same type, same entity. Kamash malon, that I don't think that, and it's just not true. The reason that levona is distinct is not because it's different or differentiated from the mincha, because by lechem apanim, we say the shnei bazichei levona can't affect each other, even though they are same type of matir. So now you're telling me that that's not the reasoning behind Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi in our mission explicitly said that the reason that he thinks that Levona is distinct from the Mincha is because Levona is not part and parcel of the Mincha. So Gemara says, "Mai ena mina mincha." What does that mean that it's not from the Mincha? Ena bikuv mincha. Talav ki heichi d'makev lehu komets l'shirayim. It's not like the way that the komets is makev l'shirayim. Tekama d'lav mitkater komets lo mitachle shirayim. Hachanami me'akev la'levona. The Gemara rereads what it means, ina mina mincha. It's saying that it means not that it's not a part and parcel of the mincha, but rather, ina be'ikuv mincha. As Rashi says over here, azevach kulo echad, v'adam hu amatir et emurim. That when it comes to the zevach, it's one unit, and the dam is matir, the emurim is matir, everything that's there. Therefore, if you are choshev v'adam ala emurim, it has impact, because the dam itself is what's matir, the emurim. On the other hand, when it comes to the Levona and the Komets, Eina Komets Ma'akev Levona Me'aktir. The Komets is not the trigger or the facilitator of the Levona going on the Mizbeach. That it's not like the way that the Kometz affects the Shiraim. The Kometz lo mitkarek mekometz, lo mitachle Shiraim. As long as the Kometz doesn't end up in the Mizbeach, the Shiraim can't be eaten. Hachanami me'akev la levona. That you would say then, it has the same effect on the levona. Meaning that the Kometz is a facilitator or precipitator of the ability to eat the Shiraim, and therefore it's a matir for the Shiraim. That's not true of the relationship between the Kometz and the levona. You do not have to put the Kometz on the Mizbeach in order to put the levona on the Mizbeach. It is in no way a matir or a facilitator of the levona going on the Mizbeach. Ella, ibayhai mikta bereisha, ibayhai mikta bereisha. You can choose which one goes on the Mizbeach first. You can put the Kometz on first, or you can put on the levona first. So in no way is the Kometz a prerequisite for the levona. And that's what it means, in a mina mincha. The verses by the Zavach, where the Dam is the ultimate matir for everything, which means that without the Dam, there are no Emorim going on the Mizbeach. Without the Dam, the Basar will not be eaten. So it is the ultimate matir for everything that's there. On the other hand, by the Mincha, the Kometz is not the ultimate matir. It is the matir for the Shiraim. It is not the matir for the Levona. The Levona and the Kometz are independent of each other. Each one can be placed on the Mizbeach independent of the other. And that shows you that the Levona is not, quote-unquote, a part and parcel of the Mincha, because otherwise then you would require the Kometz as a prerequisite to placing the Levona on the Mizbeach. And that's a distinction that he's making, not about the physical properties of the Levona being distinct from the Mincha, but the halachic properties being distinct from the Mincha, which is that the Kometz doesn't impact on the Levona. Rabbanan, ki amrinan ein matir mefagalet amatir. So the Rabbanan, how do they respond to this distinction that Rabbi Yossi is making? They say that when do we say that one matir is not mefagal another matir? Hani milayeched lo ikvu b'chan mano. That's when they were never put together in a single unit. Aval heched ikvu b'chan mano kechad dami. And therefore, when they are in a single klisharet, they have the same din, they're like as if they are one unit, and they are connected. And therefore you could be mefagel from one matir to another matir. So for instance, over here, the Levona is placed in a kli sharet together with the Mincha. There was a time period in which they were found in a single kli sharet. The Mincha is brought with its separate parts and placed into a kli sharet. That means the flour, the oil, are all put in a kli sharet. Then you're bolel, and you process the Mincha. Once the Mincha is processed, before you take off the kometz from the Mincha, you put the Levona on top of the Mincha inside of that Kli Sharet. And then while they're together inside of the Kli Sharet, you do the Mitzvah of Hagashah. That is, the Kohen takes it and touches it to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. And then, when you go to do the Kometz, you push the Levona all to one side of the Kli. And then you do the Kometz and take it out of the Kli. And then you collect the Levona separately, and then take that to the Mizbeach. Although the Gemara in Sota, Yudalad Amud Bet, indicates that the Levona, after it is pulled off of the Mincha, is then placed into the same Kli Sharet as the Kometz, and they're put on the Mizbeach together. Which would then undermine what is said in our Gemara here, that they are separate Hakravot, and they're not Tolui, one and the other. So many believe that our Gemara disagrees with that view in the Gemara in Sota, and that here the Levona is put on the Mizbeach separately from the Kometz, not like it is described in the Braita that's brought in Sota. Should just know, I always thought that the Levona, like the frankincense, was like a ketoret, like a powder. Somebody just showed me a picture of the Levona, that it's really sap that hardens into pellets. Therefore, it makes a lot more sense now to say that the Levona was placed on top of the Mincha, then moved to the side. I never understood how you could move all the Levona over to the side if it was a like powdery substance. But if it is pellets or hardened pellets, then you could actually shift it over to the side without taking from the Mincha. And you could also take it out of the Mincha without leaving any residual behind. Because there are these more hardened sap that is what makes up the Levona. We saw before Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that even though the primary size is a kometz, that even if it ends up with one koret or two kratin, which again, if you're talking about pellets, makes sense that at a koret or a granule of some sort, that one or two left is enough to be matir. The Kometz and the Levona are what matir the Shiraim. But they don't view them as being separate entities because they are brought in a singular Kli. So they agree. You could see from the phrasing of their statement that they are considered to be two matirim. Ein matir mefagel matir, in a case where they are separate units. But when they become a singular unit, meaning they're brought in a single Kli Sharet, then they can be mefagel each other even though they are two separate matirim. As opposed to a situation where you have multiple matirim, that are not found in the same kli sharet, that are not found together. In that situation, then each matir will stand independently. And an example of that is the kivsei atzeret. The kvasim that are brought as shlamim on Shavuot, you have two kivsei atzeret that are brought, and they are what are matir, the lechem, to be eaten. So over there you have two matirim that affect a single object, which is the shtei lechem that come along with the kivsei atzeret. Over there, each keves stands alone. They're never put together in a single utensil. They never are considered to be one. And therefore, over there, you can't be mefagel from one keves to the other keves, because those are separate matirim, as opposed to the komets and the levona, which were together in a single kli, and therefore now they have impact on each other because we view them as being a singular unit. And even though the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi argue about the Shnei Bazichei Levona, where you do actually have two kelim, what you have to say is that since both of the Bazichei Levona are placed on a single Shulchan, the Shulchan as a kli is mitzareif, the two Bazichei Levona to be considered or be classified as if they're placed into a single kli. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Likud Levona Bizar Pasul. The collection of the Levona from the top of the Mincha cannot be done by a Zar. My time, huh? What's the problem with the Zar doing this? It's not one of the four Avodot that are uniquely associated with the Mincha, which we've seen before, which is the Kmitzata Mincha, the placement of the Komets into a Kli Sharet, the taking of the Kli Sharet to the Mizbeach, and then the placement of the Komets onto the pyre to be Maktirit. Those are the four avodot that we know associated with the mincha, and we know, but kamatza kohen, that from kmitza veilech, that has to be something done by the kohen. Why over here is the likut levona problematic if it's done by ezar? Amar irmiya mishum holacha naguba. The problem or the deficit in ezar doing the likut levona is in essence he is functionally doing what holacha does, which is even though you're not physically walking it closer to the Mizbeach, your collection is facilitating the Kohen's ability to put it on the Mizbeach. So when you collect the Levona and then hand it over to the Kohen, you've actually done something that helps the Kohen get it closer to or be placed on the Mizbeach and is the equivalent of Holacha. And because Holacha Bizar is Psula, and we know that halacha, which is one of those four avodot, if it's done by a zar, is psula. So to over here, this semblance of halacha, by you helping or facilitating or being mikarev, the levona, to the kohen, that's the equivalent of halacha, and that's why it's pasul, bizar. Amar Rav Mari, apana namitanina. We also see this in the Mishnah that we saw back in the previous perek, zaklau. This is the principle. Kol ha-komets, v'notein b'kli. Anybody who takes off the kmitza, or places that kmitza into a kli, Vamolich, or takes that kmitza towards the mizbeach. Vamaktir, puts that komets on the mizbeach. So these are the four avodot where you can have a machshava that's impactful. Bishlama komets, hainu shochet. Now, if I parallel to the zevach, which we discussed in yesterday's daf, and a number of times in the first parak, that the four avodot of the mincha are parallel to the four avodot of the zevach, so kmitza is the equivalent of shchita. Rashi over here says, the reason being, shezen notel umafrish chelek legvoa, because both of them distinguish between that which belongs to Hashem and that which belongs to the Kohanim. By the Kmitza, that's easy to see. The Kometz is what's going on in Mizbeach. The Shairei HaMincha are what's going to be eaten by the Kohanim. So that is a separation that's very distinct. By Shechita, it's less obvious that you're distinguishing between that which is the Gvoa and that which is the Kohanim. In some sense, the Dam that comes out is going to go on the Mizbeach, and the Basar is going to belong to the Kohanim. But there's still parts of the Basar that's left behind, which are the Emurim, and other aspects of the animal that are going to go on the Mizbeach. So it's less defined in that way between Gvoa and the Kohanim. But I would say that in both cases, it is a separation away from the core object. You have the kmitza that's being taken away from the mincha, and you have the shchita, which severs the animal's head and allows the blood to flow out of the animal and separates it from the animal itself. So over there you have something that is equivalent, and therefore the kmitza and shchita are those two avodot. Molich, nami hani molich. Molich, when you bring the dam after the kabbalat dam to the mizbeach, or when you have the komets that's placed into the kli sharet, it's taken to the mizbeach, both of them are molich. They function in the same way. Maktir, hainu zarek. The matnat mizbeach are also similar. By the komets, you're placing the komets onto the pyre, and that's where these achilat mizbeach. By a zebach, you have the zrikat adam onto the mizbeach, which is the achilat mizbeach of the zebach. On the other hand, how do you have an overlap between natina bekli and that which now we're going to say is equivalent by the zebach, which is kabbalat adam? Elanote bekli, maika ovid. When you place the komets into a kli sharet, what are you doing that's equivalent to that which is done by the zebach? Ilema mishum de domi le kabbalah, if you think that it's the same as the collection of the dam into the kli sharet, mi domi. How can you compare the cases? Hotam emela, hacha kashakil birami. Over there it happens in a passive manner, which is you stand there with the kli, and the dam flows into the kli. On the other hand, by the komets, you're actively placing the komets into the kli sharet in order to be mikadesh it. So how can you say netina kli is the same thing as kabbalat adam? Ela mishum, the kaven dolo sagile, dolo avila avoda chashuvai, but must be, since without it, it's impossible to go on with the remainder of the avoda, it gains a significance. So the reason that matana bakli is considered to be one of the avodot where you can have a machshava is because it is something that is absolutely necessary to continue on with the process. You need to take the komets and place it into a kli sharet in order to take the kli sharet to the mizbeach, in order to be makdir it on the mizbeach. So since it's a facilitator and an important facilitator, that's why it's considered an avoda. And al korchach mishavi lo kikabbalah. That's what makes it like kabbalat adam. Hachanami, so too in our case. Kevin dolo sagila, dolo avila. You can't be makdir levona on the mizbeach without collecting it first to bring it to the mizbeach. Avoda chashuvai. It's classified as an avoda of significance. And and therefore we have to equate it with another avodah of significance, and we do that by saying it is like holacha. This is a backup to the reasoning that we gave before, and now saying that in a Mishnah we find a similar genre of concept, which is that just like by Netina Bakli, we compare it to Kabbalah, even though they're not exactly the same, but since they function similarly, and they are important for the process, it gains a status. And similarly, we would say by the Levona, the Likut Levona, even though it's not mentioned as an Avoda, and it's not parallel to any particular Avoda by the Zebach, nevertheless, since it's significant, we have to compare it to something by the Zebach, and therefore Holacha is the most appropriate, even though it's not exactly like Holacha, it's close enough, and it's a significant part of the Akhtarat Mincha, and therefore it should also gain that significance to make it Pasul bizarre. Marse says, lo. Your assumption that Netina Bakli is not similar to Kabbalah, that's not true. The Kakashalacha, Hata Memela, Hacha Kashalkil Virami, over there the Dam goes into the Kli Sharet passively, you just stand there and it goes in, whereas over here you're actively placing the komets in the Kli Sharet, Michte Tarvayuk Dushat Kliu. Point by both of them is to be Mikadesh the item in a Kli Sharet. Mali Memela, Mali Kashalkil Virami. Why does it matter how it gets into the Kli Sharet? The point is that it is in a kli sharet. If the objective is to get into a kli sharet, why should it matter if I stand there and collect the dam, or whether I take the komets and place it in the kli sharet? What you made into a fundamental distinction between them is not really so fundamental. The real issue here is getting it into a kli sharet. How you get it in is less important. You before said that that was the most important factor, is how it's placed in. Is it actively or passively? And therefore you made this whole Torah, the Netina Bakli, is not exactly like Kabbalah Bakli, but we make it similar because it's significant. No, the truth is that they're very similar, and they're trying to do the same thing, which is Mekadesh the item in a Kli Sharet. How that comes about, that's slightly different between them. That's a nuance, but not a fundamental difference. Once you do that, you take away the proof from here, because then Netina Bakli is, we'll call it, quote-unquote, identical to Kabbalah Bakli. And in the case of the Likut Levona, you can't say that that's exactly like holacha. It might be similar. It might be a facilitating event, but it's not exactly like holacha. And therefore, you can't prove anything from the Mishnah. This doesn't change what we said before. It just means that you can't bring a proof from the Mishnah to this fact. All right, next Mishnah. Shechat shnei kvasim le'chol achat min achalot le'machar. So again, here we're speaking about the kivsei atzeret, the shnei kvasim that are brought on Shavuot for the shlamei tzibur. And along with them comes the shtei alechem. Even though there are many other korbanot that come then for musafim on Shavuot, nevertheless, the Gemara notes that the tnufa, the wave offering that is done with the shtei alechem, is connected to the kivsei atzeret. And for that reason, we see the kivsei atzeret as being the matir for the lechem. And that's why they are considered to be connected or integrally connected. which is shachat shnei kvasim lechol achat min achalot. If you shechted both of the kvasim to eat one of the shtei alechem lemachar, or hitir shnei bazichim, you're matir both of the bazichei levona that are on the shulchan, lechol achat min astarim lemachar, to eat one of the two stacks tomorrow. The lechem apanim consists of 12 lechem, 6 on each stack. So if you had in mind to only to eat one of the two stacks tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi says in all these instances, oto achala, voto aseder shechishev alav pigol v'chayevin alav karet. That stack, or that lechem that he has makshava about, that is pigol, and your chayav karet on it. Asheni, the other item is pasol ve'im bel karet. It is problematic, but there is no karet associated with it. What exactly Rabbi Yossi's position is with regards to the other items is not clear. The Gemara is going to suggest that Rabbi Yossi, from our previous Mishnah, when he says that it is pasul ve'im bel karet, that's only a din derabonon. Meaning that before we saw by the Livona, that if you have a machshava from the Kometz, while you're doing the Avodat HaKmitza on the Livona, Rabbi Yossi says there's no chiyuv karet, but there is still a pasul. Gemara will say that that pasul is not an inherent pasul, or a pasul d'oraita, it's a pasul derabonon. So now, once you have that in hand, the question of what Rabbi Yossi believes that the second unit over here is pasul can either be similar to what we said in that previous Mishnah, that it means it's pasul midrabanan, or here you could make a more fundamental distinction based on the reasoning the Gemara is going to give, which is that the chiyuv karet has a limitation in the pasuk, and therefore everything is pasul, but mimenu means that only a certain part of it is subject to the chiyuv karet, the remainder is not subject to the chiyuv karet, or you could even say, if more fundamentally, which is that since you did were mefagel, you did something wrong in the matir of this korban, it's true that the item that you had the makshava on is pigol and has a chiyuv karet. The other item is pasul because you never remakriv the mincha properly, the bazichei levona properly, or you never brought the kivsei atzeret properly because you had an improper makshava. And the failure in bringing the matir properly, even though it's miratzeh and proper to make it into pigol, still, the pigul makes it that it's not a real matir. If it's not a real matir, the other objects are pasul just because you never did what you needed to do to make them mutar. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Chachamim amim, zeh zeh pigul v'chayinav alav karet. We view them all as a single unit, and therefore if any one of them becomes pigul, it affects all of the items, and the residual and the remainder are all pigul and chayavin alav karet. And the Baal Tosafot point out over here, it's not just with two stacks of the lechem apanim. If you have in mind about one stack, it affects the other stack. He says even if it's about one challah, one of the lechem apanim yet in machshava about it, it'll affect all the lechem apanim. According to Rabbi Yossi, it will mean that entire stack is pigol and the remainder pasul. According to Chamim, it means all the remainder will be pigol v'chayim alav karet. Amar Rav Huna, Omer aya Rabbi Yossi, pigel b'yerach shel yamin, lo nitpagel ayerach shel smol. So Rav Huna says that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is not just in cases like by the shtei lechem, where you're talking about two separate units, or by the lechem apanim, where you're speaking about two different stacks, or each lechem, which is separate. Even when you're speaking about two parts of an animal, if you have in mind to be mefagel one part of the animal, it does not affect the other part of the animal. So he's really expanding Rabbi Yossi's view to include anything that is a distinct part, even though they come from a single entity. My daima, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi? Some suggest it's a logical reason for Rabbi Yossi. Others suggest we can derive it from the pasuk. Lo adifa mi makshava mi mase tuma. Makshava is no different than tuma. Ilu itme chad aver mi itme le kule. Just because one aver becomes tamei doesn't mean that the other avarim are tmeim. Now, as Rashi points out over here, that's only true lachar shu fresh. That once the aver is segregated or separated from the animal itself, if it becomes tamei, the remainder of the animal does not become tamei. In our case over here, you don't need necessarily to separate them for that to be true, but the same thing is true with regards to the machshava. If you have machshava about one, it doesn't affect the other, just like tuma only affects the unit or object that has become tamei, doesn't affect the remainder. Similarly, by machshava, whatever you had a machshava about is affected. What you didn't have a machshava about is not affected. V'ibay deima kro. And some say it comes from the pasuk, which is a nefesh auchelet mimenu. So here in Parshat Tzav, it says about pigol, the one who eats from this pigol, avona tisa, they will carry the burden of that iniquity, mimenu velo mi chaveiro. The diuk is, auchelet mimenu. avonotisa. Mimeno means from it, not all of it. And what does it mean, mimeno b'lo chaviro? When you have distinct objects, only the object that you had a makshava about is considered to be pigol, whereas the other item is not pigol. Now, as I said to you in the Mishnah, this could be the source for the fact that Rabbi Yossi says, mimeno is only said about the punishment, which is karet, not about, said about the idea that it is pasul. So it means that you have chiyuv karet with regards to just particular objects that you had a makshava about, but everything is pasul. And that's because mimenu is modifying or qualifying the punishment, not necessarily the idea that it is pasul. Eitvei, Rav Nachman, the Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman challenges Rav Huna over here, who says that Rabbi Yossi's position is not solely by shtel lechem, or by the lechem apanim, but also by an animal, different parts of the animal. Lo'olam ein bo karet, there is no karet, ad shifagel bishtehem bikizayit, until you are mifagel in both of them bikizayit. Over here, Rashi says that bishtehem is the chalot. We're speaking about here is the shtel lechem. So even if you are mifagel by a kezayit between two of them, then they are considered to be pigol. So if you have in mind when you're doing the matir of the shtei alechem, and the matir by the shtei alechem is both kibtzei atzeret, the shchita of the kibtzei atzeret, if you have in mind to eat a chatzi kezayit of one lechem bachutz and a chatzi kezayit of the other lechem bachutz, they are mitzareif to make it into pigol. B'shteihem in, that's true if you do it by both of them. V'achat mehem, lo. But if it's by one of them, that would not be the case. So Mani, who's the author of this braita? Ilema Rabbanon, if it's the Rabbanon, afilu b'achad mehem nami. Even if you have a makshava of a kazayit about one of the lechem, it affects the other lechem. Ela pshita, Rabbi Yossi. It must be that the author of this braita is Rabbi Yossi, who says that when you have a makshava about one lechem, it doesn't affect the other lechem. So if you had a makshava by one of them of a kazayit, that lechem would be impacted, the other lechem would not be impacted. If you consider a behema to be a single entity, and therefore if you're mefagel one leg, it affects the other leg, then over here too, by the shtei alechem, when you do a chatzik azayit of one and a chatzik azayit of the other, they should also be mitzareif. Even though the items are distinct, and we know that according to Rabbi Yossi, the shtei alechem are distinct, but nevertheless, since you have a single machshova that joins them together, so then I can understand why that singular unit can be problematic for pigul. Ella, iamart tregufe ninu. If you say like Rav Huna that the two legs of the two yirachim are considered to be separate entities, mi mitztarfe. How can you join together the shtei alechem over here, even though you had a machshava about a chatzik azayit of this one and a chatzik azayit of that one? If you're telling me by an animal, even two limbs of the animal are not considered to be a unit, they are distinct and separate, that means that according to Rabbi Yossi, there's really no way to join together disparate parts, even if they come from a singular unit. And so too, or especially over here by the shtei lechem, how could it be that you join together a chatzik azayit of this lechem and a chatzik azayit of that lechem? For that reason, Rav Nachman says, I don't think you're right, Rav Huna, that Rabbi Yossi's din would apply by a single behema. So the way Rashi explains it is that if you have two pieces of a single goof, and a single machshava is unable to be mitzareif them, then certainly in a situation when you have two goofim, then there's no way that a single machshava could bring those together. Or you could phrase the question the way the Balei Tosafot do, based on what the Gemara says later on, which is that the shtei alechem have a din like guf echad, but there's a gzeir takatub that they're classified like shnei gufin. And so what it's saying is, if one part of the beima makes the other part pigul, and one lechem makes the other lechem pigul, you can understand how a single makshava can affect both items. And even though Rabbi Yossi says that they can't do that, that's a gzeir takatub. But fundamentally, or underlying that, is that they really are a guf echad. On the other hand, if you believe by the behema that they're shnei gufim, that means also by the shtei alechem, you think they're shnei gufim. And if that's the case, how can a makshav ever be mitzareif those two items? But it says, that's not a problem. Amani Rabihi. The author of that braita is not Rabbi Yossi, but rather that we're going to attribute that braita to the sheet of Rabbi. Titania. Ashucheta de keves, lechol chatzi kezayit michalazu, v'chein chaviro lechol chatzi zayit michalazu. If you shecht one of the kibsei atzeret, with the intent of eating a chatzi kezayit from one of the shtei alechem tomorrow, and then you take the other keves of the atzeret, and you shecht it, lechol chatzi kezayit michalazu, you shecht it on the intent of eating the other of the shtei alechem, a chatzi kezayit that tomorrow, Rabbi Omer, Omer ani, shezeh kasher. I think in that case it's kasher. Taima, the reason being, damar chatzi, chatzi, the reason being is that he separated the makshavot, and the makshavot were articulated or happen separately. It's because he said, Chatzi Zayit Michalazu, and Chatzi Zayit Michalazu. Aval Amar, if he had joined the Machshava together and said, Kazayit Mishnehem, Mitztaref, it would have been Mitztaref. In that scenario, Rabbi says that when you have a Machshava, or a singular Machshava that joins together two disparate units, that makes them into a single unit, and it will be Mifagel. On the other hand, if you have separate Machshavot about separate units, it will not be joined together. And in that way, Rabbi can be the author or the attribution of that Breita. When the Breita says that, that when you have in mind to both of them together to create a single Kazayit, that joins them together as a unit. So that's Bishtehem. That's when you have both of them together, they become a single leader. But Bachat, man, if you have a separate Machshava on each one of them, they will not join together. And that way, now we found an author for the Breita, and it doesn't undermine Rav Huna's view or expansion of Rabbi Yossi to say that Rabbi Yossi, even by a Behema, will say that the Yerech Yamin is separate from the Yerech Small. If you're Mefagel one, the other one is not Pigol. Okay, we're going to stop here 6 lines down on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, and we'll continue tomorrow to expand or plumb the depths of Rabbi's position.